Welcome back to New Every Day. My name's Carrie.
And my name's Jen. And this is the final part of our four-part series on The Adventure Begins. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to New Every Day. So glad that you've tuned in. Really, we really are. We're so glad that you actually listen to us and get to share with what we're learning, because every time we do this, we learn something new. Hey, Jen?
Yeah, and for the last 4 weeks, well, 3 weeks, we've been talking about The Adventure Begins. And when we first started talking about this, all I could think about was Frodo Baggins.
In Lord of the Rings?
In The Hobbit.
The Hobbit, I mean.
And where he wants nothing to do with the adventure. And then Gandalf, tap, 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 you know, saying basically, Frodo's like, no, I don't want to go on. Frodo,
Bilbo.
No, Bilbo.
Bilbo.
Bilbo. Bilbo. He says, no, I don't want to be a part of this. And Gandalf, like, what? Aren't you the son? And he starts giving him all these reasons.
Why he should go on this
Why
adventure.
He should go on this adventure. Yeah, like, yeah. He has been basically equipped to go. His DNA has equipped him to go on this adventure. And he's just like, no. And then the dwarves show up and
the team is built.
And then Frodo, you know, you see this image of him, well, at least in the movie, of him flying down. And they're like,
Bilbo.
Where are you going? Bilbo. My goodness. Bilbo. Goes running down. He's like, I'm going on an adventure. And he doesn't even really know what the adventure is.
Yeah.
And so then he joins the dwarves. He signed the page, and he's in for the adventure right to the very end.
Yeah. And when we're talking about the disciples and the people who came to Christ after the disciples, they are embarking on this great adventure, and they've just received the Holy Spirit. We read about the day of Pentecost, where they received the Holy Spirit. So now they've got the gas in the car.
They have
the vision.
The vision, which
that
is like
Jesus came.
Yeah. Go tell everyone about the kingdom.
Yeah. About the fact that Jesus came and we can have life through the Son and become children of God.
Yeah.
So again, now what? So now they're just getting started.
Yeah.
We're in the book of Acts chapter 2.
Yeah.
And the heading just before verse 40 is called A Vital Church Grows.
Hmm. Yes, a vital church grows. And mine, it says the fellowship of the believers.
Okay.
Which is interesting, because we've talked about Jesus gave the vision, he built the team, he gave the power, and so now we're back to, so now what do we do?
So now what? So maybe, can I just read this here, Jen?
Sure.
So starting verse 40, and with many other words, he testified and exhorted them, saying, be saved from this perverse generation. So this is Peter talking still, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then those who gladly received his words were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common. I love this part. And sold their possessions and goods, and divided them among all, as anyone had need. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. They came together, they had everything in common.
That's a work of the Holy Spirit right there. Yes, it is.
How many times you get a big group of people together? It's like, you just might not get along with everybody.
just might not.
But he smooths things over, because love covers over a multitude of sins. God's love is transformative in our lives.
Yeah.
They sold stuff.
Yeah.
They met needs.
Yes. It says, everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. And this wasn't just to do miraculous signs and wonders. It was in order to draw people to the Lord. It was to testify to who Jesus was.
Right.
And so that's what drew more people to them. So you have this inward. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, breaking of bread. That's communion and prayer. And then, so that's internal. That's our group. And then the apostles did these wonderful miracles. And that wasn't just inside the group, I don't think. I think it, like, because we're told in the rest of Acts how Peter and John would go walking, and if Peter's shadow fell on someone, they were healed, right? So that's an external thing. And yes, miracles are done inside the church. I have no problem with that. But it's also outside the church as well for the purpose of, you know, pointing people to Jesus. Miracles are not done to point to us. Miracles and awe and wonders are done to point people to Jesus.
Yeah.
And so I find that very interesting, and because then they come back in and all the believers were together and had everything in common, selling their possessions and good and gave to everyone as he had need. Carrie is very good at this. We picked up a young lady to go to school, and I said to her, she's in grade 8, and I said, where are your mittens? And she's just like, I forgot grade 8 girls. And really, they're just too cool to dress for winter. And it was winter here in Canada, like, and cold. And I said, where are your mittens? Cold. And like, little coat, no scarf, jacket open. And here I am asking about mittens because we're all like bundled up right to the top, hat, toque.
Because who cares about being cool now, really?
And so she's like, I don't have any. And so what did Carrie do? She's like, well, here, I have an extra pair. And she just gave her, and I'm like, you like those mittens? And she didn't even bat an eye. And I'm like, that's what that means. And that's what that passage means, where you just like give things because there was a need. And you know, sometimes I struggle with that one.
Sometimes it's hard.
Yeah.
I mean, mittens are one thing, but I've been challenged with other things too. Like, maybe it's money that God's asking you to give. Like, there's someone who really has need and you think, well, they might not use it appropriately or whatever. We've talked about this in other episodes. Mm-hmm. So maybe I just don't want to give. But I just challenge you, and I am at the same time feeling challenged and reminded of this, to be a crazy giver. Mm. Like, let's just decide this week that if God brings something up that we need to give, you're going to give it. And then watch what God does. Because there have been so many times where I think, oh man, I don't know if I can give that, but I just do it. And God like totally meets my needs in some other way. Amazing ways. So maybe, you know, about talking about miracles, maybe that's how God is going to work a miracle in their life, that you are going to be the answer of prayer for them. But then he is going to, in turn, be working in your life because of your obedience to give. So I want to just challenge you, actually, if you have a miracle story, like maybe you have been the recipient of something amazing or seen a wonderful healing, or maybe you've been a crazy giver and God has met your need, I just challenge you to actually record your story. So get on your iPhone, record a selfie video, and then I challenge you to post it on Facebook. And talk about the wonderful works of God. Maybe you want to go onto our Facebook page under New Every Day and post your video. I would love to hear your stories. And just be challenged to be a crazy giver. This church, there was no one who had need because they sold their stuff, gathered what they had, and then met the needs of the people.
And on that note, we're going to take a break. Be right back. Do you think those two bugs are alive?
Oh, no, they've been dead a long time.
Okay.
There's been an incredible con that's occurred in the culture.
Evolution in millions of years is the greatest myth ever forced on the minds of men.
Big Bang, evolution, people just believe it blindly.
How can you not believe that somebody designed all of this?
We know he exists because of creation. Anyone who denies that is a fool.
It's not just faith. We have science. It's really on our side.
And welcome back to New Every Day. We're in part 4 of our 4-part series on The Adventure Begins. Jesus has given the mission. He's built the team. He's given the power of the Holy Spirit. And now it's actually the walking it out. And they're doing it in something called church. And what's interesting is we talked a little bit beforehand how they were in perfect unity, nobody had any need, and, you know, amazing signs and wonders were happening. And the question that comes to mind is, yeah, that was then, but what about now? Like, am I seeing that happen in our church? And so many people said, well, that was the apostolic age.
Yes, like, that it doesn't apply to now.
Does not apply to now. And all I can think about was, I don't think Jesus has stopped, has said, don't be generous anymore.
Because I don't, right. And I don't think, it's almost a shame it's called the Acts of the Apostles. Because it's really the act of Jesus.
Right.
And talks about the Holy Spirit, but it's the act of Jesus. It's
right.
What he has done. And he's still doing that good work, right?
Yeah. And so, yes, the apostles were carrying it out, but they were carrying it out to the next generation, to the next generation. And so that's why Paul sets up, like, this is the way the church is supposed to look, and, like, this is what it's supposed to do. And so, no, I don't, when I read this passage, I don't think, no, that was just for that. Now, are we supposed to, you know, give up, you know, our homes, our single homes, and come together? Well, no, that's not what we're saying, but
maybe it is.
But if God calls you to that, then the answer is yes. Like, one of the reasons why Carrie and I choose to share space together is, one, it is cheaper, but that money then allows us to spend it on other things that God is calling us to. Because the thing is, we could say, no, I want my own space, but then we would be paying, you know, 2 and 3 times the amount. And then, you know, you are strapped to do what God has called you to do. And I had, at one point I was looking about buying a house, and a lady said to me, well, Jen, what is God calling you to do? Because know that even though the bank will give you this much money, know that you also like to give to the church. You sponsor people, like, in missionaries. You go on vacation. Like, what is the lifestyle God has called you to? And then that is the house, actually, that you need to live in. And several times Carrie and I have, you know, if God ever calls us on from the spot where we're living now, the fact that, no, we would love a house that would have 1 or 2 rooms to open up for ministry purposes, to share with other people so that they can, you know, save money and do the things God has called them to. And, but that's a God thing.
Yeah.
It has to be a God-led thing. And that's why we've always said we will be in this location until God calls us somewhere else, because we want to do what God wants us to. And that's, you know, through the power of the Holy Spirit. And so when this passage says that they continued to meet together in the temple courts, they broke bread in their homes, ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people, and the Lord added to their number daily. So obviously, people from outside were seeing how they were treating others inside, and they wanted to join.
Yeah.
And so one of the big, big questions is this happening in your church?
Right. And if not, then why not?
Yeah. And so often we want to blame someone else. Well, this team isn't doing their thing, or this team isn't doing their thing. And I think we have to come right back and point to ourselves to say, well, am I doing my thing? Like, am I willing to break bread with other believers? Am I willing to welcome people into my home? Am I praying? Like, this is all part of it. Am I praising God? Like, am I actually showing up to church on Sunday morning and participating? Or am I there just sort of sitting, feed me, and the, okay, it's time to go by. And then we wonder why God isn't, you know, using us or doing amazing things. Well, it's because we only come in, plunk ourselves down, up and out the door, but we actually haven't interacted with anyone. We haven't shared our stories. We haven't listened to other people. We haven't prayed for other people. We aren't aware of the needs of others because we haven't actually done our part.
Right.
And then we blame the church for not encouraging us or not inspiring us. And I'm thinking,
this, you haven't been part of it.
I know. Like, this passage alone should be inspiring enough for us to say, wait a second.
Yeah.
Jesus gave his mission. Go into all the world. He gave us the team, which is the church. Then he
put the gas in the car.
He gave the Holy Spirit. That is all you need. Wait, we don't need to be asking, I wonder what God wants us to do.
Yeah.
Like,
that's true. He's already told us.
He's already told us. And so if you've been waiting to know what is God asking you to do, we encourage you to read these first 2 chapters of Acts and just be inspired again that Jesus is calling you to share the message of his kingdom with other people. That he has provided you a team in the church to help you with everything that you could ever need. And then he's given you the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you.
Yeah. And the holy and the church is like this crazy living organism.
Yeah.
Of people, multiple people, one body, many parts, but one body with Jesus as the head. And you are a part of that body. You have a role to play. The Bible says, you know, if the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, then I have no part in the body. Well, that's not true. Because if I'm a nose, then I'm not part. If I'm not a nose, or if I am a nose.
Yeah.
Essentially, each part has a role to play.
Yeah.
So we encourage you this week to pray and look for your role.
Yes.
Is it being a crazy giver?
Yeah.
In one instance.
Yeah.
And we're not saying that you have to take on a specified role in the church, like have a title, but you are part of that body and you can meet needs in conversation.
Yes.
In bringing a meal, in phoning a new person, in shaking their hand on a Sunday morning, in inviting your coworker to church.
Yeah.
So many ways.
So we encourage you to take this mission that Jesus has given us seriously, to take your role in the church seriously, and to submit that to the Holy Spirit, saying, Lord, these are the things I'm struggling with. Because often it's the things that we struggle with that hold us back. But when we turn them over to the Holy Spirit, say, this is what I'm struggling with. I don't even like the church that I'm at, or I don't even like the pastor. I don't like the person that I'm sitting beside. And yet, this is where I am. Could you help me? And you know what? There are times where I've prayed that prayer and God has totally shown up. It's okay to pray those prayers because that is where I think the many wonders and miraculous signs happen sometimes, where he just comes and starts giving us a love, an understanding. Yeah. He opens our eyes. But are we willing to actually be honest with the things that we're struggling with the mission? Because I'm going back to Bilbo Baggins, and he struggled with his role on the team. They said, well, he's a thief, right? Like they hired him to be a thief. And he's like, I'm not a thief. I don't do anything wrong.
And then he looked at his life. And he's like, but I'm so comfortable, and look at my tea, and look at my cheese, and look at all these things in my home. I don't want to leave my home and be uncomfortable. But if he had not gone and stepped out, he would have missed out on the greatest adventure of his life.
Yes. So we encourage you today to maybe let go of some of what you find security in and embrace the mission that God has called you. Know that the Holy Spirit is going to guide you, and that the church and a local church will equip you for all you need. So be encouraged. The Lord is with you.
Have a great week.
Have a great week serving the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.